Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome back to another Health Matters segment. And we're excited to be on the road today. We are in Carrollton, Alabama, a beautiful community and a beautiful county, Pickens County. And joining us today is Dr. Kathy Lavender, a family practice physician at University Medical Center. Dr. Lavender, you've been on our program before. It's good to see and hear you again.
It's good to see you too.
I know this is close to your heart because you worked in this area for several years in practice, is that right?
That's correct. From 2004 to 2014, I was a full-time physician here in Pickens County.
So you know the history here, and we're going to talk about that in a future segment of the hospital closing, many people having to drive to Tuscaloosa for any kind of health care. And now that the University Medical Center has a clinic open and you are here on Wednesdays, as it is right now, people can come close to home and get services. And I know as a physician that matters to you, but as a person that loves this area, I know personally it's important to you as well.
Absolutely. It is very important to me that patients in Pickens County and specifically in Carrollton, Alabama, have access to quality health care at home.
And in rural areas, and I'm a rural area guy raised on a farm, I understand that driving 30 miles with any health issue can be scary, especially if it's an emergency. And just routine OB-GYN checks and things like that, you're able to serve people here where they don't have to travel 70 miles round trip. What's been the reaction from folks in this area so far?
Oh, everybody is so grateful that we're here. They're thankful to have access to care so close to home.
And it has been a troubling time here in the past. We've talked to folks here today that remember when the hospital was very busy here, two emergency rooms that they had updated. That was a big blow when that hospital closed and really left a void here. You're very much aware of all of that. And I know that must have concerned you at the time. Was that a challenging time for folks?
Oh, absolutely. It was a very sad time for this community. It was discouraging. Our patients were nervous that they couldn't get care, and we still see some of the effects of that even today.
Which makes this clinic all the more important. I drove here from Tuscaloosa with Don, our photographer today, thinking we're going to come to a small building with a couple of exams rooms, but this is state of the art, really quite large. This is a very nice local clinic for you.
It is. It is a very nice clinic, and I'm excited that we are back open full time and that we are offering services 5 days a week to the people of this community.
And while you're here one day a week, there are qualified people here every single day where they can do some initial examinations and do some legwork that wouldn't be done otherwise. Tell us how that works all days of the week.
Right. So 5 days a week, we have a full-time nurse practitioner, Rebecca Richardson, who has been a part of this community for almost 30 years. She is here every day. She knows the patient. She knows the operations of the clinic in and out. And then 3 days a week, we have different physicians come. It's the same physicians every week, but there's three of us that spend 1 day a week here.
So there's a physician here 3 days a week, and Rebecca is here every day, Monday through Friday.
That's correct.
So there's services available all week long. What kind of things are you able to do here? We don't do surgery, you don't deliver babies here, but give me a broad overview of the kind of services you can offer.
So we do family medicine care from birth to 101, and we do everything related to diabetes management, hypertension management, well child checkups. We give those immunizations to go to school. We do everything that a family physician's office would do. In addition, we do offer a lot of women's health care. So we do prenatal care, we do colposcopies, pap smears, birth control management, things like that. In addition, 1 day a week, we have a sports medicine trained physician who comes down, and so he does a lot of sports medicine or joint type medical care.
You used a term I'm not aware of. What penoscopies? What was that word you used?
Colposcopies.
It's like a exams like a colonoscopy, only not as invasive?
It's a scope of the cervix.
Okay.
And so it's a follow-up for abnormal pap smears.
We always have an opportunity for me to show what I don't know, so I'm glad you're here to help us understand that. Whenever we went through the COVID period, that year and months, and still dealing with it yet today, that was a scary time for folks. I wonder if that was compounded for people in rural communities, that if they started feeling bad, they might not even been able to get a test. This clinic must be able to serve those needs as well.
That's correct. So one of the biggest things we've been able to offer since we opened are COVID exams and rapid COVID exams. So we actually will go down to the parking lot and test them in the parking lot if they need to, and have a test within 15 minutes.
And then vaccinations, are those available to anyone that wants to come as well?
So we have flu vaccinations every day, and then we partner with our mobile unit to have COVID vaccinations on a periodic basis.
And that's well publicized in the community, where they know if you do want to get a vaccination on this day, and would that mobile unit even be here on this property or just somewhere
nearby? It is on
nearby?
This property.
Very good. How long has the clinic been open?
It's been open since mid-August, full time.
Just in 2021, so going towards the end of the year, just a few months of operation. Has it been what you hoped and expected it would be, or have there been surprises like you get anytime you start something new?
Well, anytime you start something new, there's some delays that you didn't anticipate. So getting those vaccines for children took a few more weeks than we anticipated, but we've had a great response from the community.
You work with some of the best physicians and educators in the South at University Medical Center. You being a part of that and knowing everyone up there so well, when you see something here that needs more attention, possibly hospitalization, you don't have to get in the phone book. You know exactly even which specialist to refer them to. That must be a big advantage for you as well.
Oh, yes, it is. We certainly have a pipeline for how we get them into the hospital if we see something here that needs to be hospitalized. Unfortunately, they still have to go to Tuscaloosa to be hospitalized. As you mentioned, the hospital closed in 2020.
One thing we're doing right is finding ways to provide medical care for people who can't afford medical care. We're doing a better job of that than we've done in past decades. I assume that some rural folks here, like in my rural area, struggle with finances and paying for medical care too. Are your staff members here able to give people guidance on, no, it's okay, come and we'll figure out Medicaid or Medicare or those kinds of things? You deal with that a good bit, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, certainly we accept most forms of insurance, including Medicare and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. In addition, our clinic has some funds devoted for charity care. So for the patients that have absolutely no insurance, there's a pathway to some no-cost or low-cost medical care.
Let's wrap up with this. Tell me, I asked you about the challenges of the first few months. What does Dr. Lavender see down the road? What do you hope this clinic does? Just continue what you're doing? Would you like to see more services? Is there even a dream for you and folks in this community that someday that building out there that's so nice might even be utilized again? Is that a dream down the road?
Oh, absolutely. So first of all, I would love for this to be a bustling clinic again. Mm-hmm. It's very busy. 5 days a week, we have 14 exam rooms, and I want them to be full every day. I want us to expand our services. So if our community needs x-rays, we hope to be able to expand to that in the future. But that's going to take some time and some funds. In addition, as you mentioned, our hope, as is the hope for most people in this community, is that one day we will have hospital services and emergency services here across the street.
We will look forward to coming back when the clinic is full and the hospital is operating again. We'll come back and do a nice story about that success story down the road, and along with the residents here and you, we'll hope that that comes to pass someday. Dr. Lavender, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's good to see you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu, and for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.